We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for some fantasy football chatter. We do it each and every week. Our buddy Paul Charchian now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Charge, how you been, pal?
Well, better than you. And for that matter, if Joe hasn't already changed the intro to your show to use AC/DC's Thunderstruck as the background music, fire him right now, because that's got to happen.
Yeah, I've heard that. I did a golf outing on Monday, and they gave me a T-shirt of the Flash logo. So yeah, it's been quite the experience. So yeah,
I love it. Quite the experience.
Yeah,
that's an understatement. That's an understatement. Yeah. Quite the experience.
It's been different.
I'm glad you're okay. See, last week when I called in, I expected to talk to you, but you're not there. Joe's filling in. I'm like, nobody's saying what's going on. Nobody said you were gone. I'm like, what's happening? And then later on, Roxy comes running into my office. I just saw on Sherry's Facebook page, Bill got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Got blown right off the air. Yeah.
Man, people have been trying to blow you off the air for 20 years. Now look, nature finally intervened.
Yeah. Finally, it's like God gave me a drive-by and popped a cap in my ass just to give me a warning. So there you go.
All right.
So we got a lot of fantasy chatter. A lot of people wanted to chime in. Here's the other question. This was from Seth. And he says, is it this week or next week is the best time to have your fantasy draft? I guess let's start there.
After week three, because, you know, as we all know, no starters are playing in week four. The starters get the long look in week three. So not only do we get to see all those guys and really start to see what they're all about, we get to mitigate the injury risk. So if somebody's going to get hurt in the preseason, this is the most probable time. So ideally, it's sometime after this Sunday when most, you know, at that point, virtually all the week three games, the third preseason games are over. So yeah, that's the anytime after that and before the season starts it's all the ideal time. You know, in week three last year, it was Alvin Kamara who put on just this highlight tape show in week three of the preseason, and that's when he really burst into the consciousness of savvier fantasy players. And so you can glean a lot from the old dress rehearsal preseason week.
This one's from Ryan, who says, who should I keep in a three-player keeper? I am for sure keeping Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell as my third. Do I keep Davante Adams or Keenan Allen, 5-point PPR?
So, you know, you're highly qualified to address this as well. I think let's play it out this way. How many touchdowns, Bill, do you think Aaron Rodgers will reasonably throw this year?
Reasonably, probably mid-30s.
Okay, I agree. I'm with you. 35, I think it's a perfect number.
Yeah.
His number one receiver is going to get how many of the 35?
Probably 10 to 12.
I think that might even be low, but let's put 10 to 12 there. Jimmy Graham, maybe another 10?
At least. Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see Jimmy Graham. I think between the 20s, it's a lot of Davante Adams, Randall Cobb, and everybody else. And I think inside the 20s, you're going to see a lot of Jimmy Graham. But Davante Adams, he's your go-to guy downfield. So he's going to be the guy that's going to be targeted more.
Right. Now, there's let's say, 20 of the 35 touchdowns that we've just accounted for. Randall Cobb sitting, you know, he's usually like 3. And Geronimo Allison might be 5. So maybe we're at 28. I got another 7 that need to go someplace. Maybe running backs catch 2 or 3. And I still think there's about 5 of these unaccounted touchdowns that could mostly go to Davante Adams. Jordy Nelson, in the last 2 years, I have a good stat for you that you probably don't know about your Packers. In the last 2 years, no wide receiver was targeted in the end zone on plays that started inside the 5-yard line more often than Jordy Nelson. Almost once a game, he was being targeted by Aaron Rodgers to Jordy from on passing plays that started inside the 5, these high percentage touchdown passes. Needless to say, Jordy's gone. Somebody else has got to do that. And Devontae Adams has got the size, and suddenly he can catch. So I think he's an excellent candidate for that, obviously, along with Jimmy Graham. So I see a ton of upside on Devontae Adams. And it's a long way of saying that's who I would take over Keenan Allen.
Let's get to Tom. No, I agree. I completely agree. I look at the quarterback that's throwing the football. That's the bottom line. You can have a lot of weapons, but the quarterback's got to get it to you. And I look at the quarterback throwing the football. And Aaron Rodgers is going to target Devontae Adams quite a bit. Between him and Jimmy Graham, I think they get the majority of the tosses inside the red zone. Those two guys are going to get it.
And by the way, I mean, there's this as well. It's just sort of a intangible. You know, you lose Jordy, and now you don't have the same comfort level that you've got with used to have with Jordy, and now you do have with Devontae Adams. You know, if it's Geronimo Allison or whoever else, you just don't have the comfort level and the years of chemistry and everything. He's got that with Adams, so I really think he's got upwards of 14, 15 touchdown upside. Anyway, you guys talk Packers all the time, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Let's go to Tom, listening to us in Eau Claire. Tom, you got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, we play in a 12-team league, and I was just wondering if you would or how late in the draft you would take Dez Bryant.
I wouldn't take him at all. If Dez Bryant could separate, then he would still be on the Cowboys. If he didn't drop more balls than a hernia specialist, he would still be on the Cowboys. The guy's washed up. You know, there are teams that want to offer him the veteran minimum. That's not good enough for him. I don't think he can be a meaningful contributor this year, and we don't even know what situation he's going to drop into. You know, he might drop into the Bills, where it won't even matter. So I think you can do far better with another sleeper than Dez Bryant.
There you go. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark, who says he has a trade for Stephon Diggs. Is Diggs even worth looking into now that Kirk Cousins is the quarterback in Minnesota?
I think he's saying he can acquire Diggs, and why wouldn't you? Vikings just made him one of the highest paid receivers in the league. He's when healthy, he is absolutely he's the closest thing in terms of, hasn't been production to this point, but the closest thing in terms of style play to Antonio Brown outside of Antonio Brown is probably Stephon Diggs. Crazy separation on his route running. He's fast. There's a ton to like about him. We just need him to keep it together for 16 games and not get nicked up. If he can do that, he can be a top 10 wide receiver, and you should absolutely be looking at acquire him, and especially because Kirk Cousins is there. Huge upgrade at quarterback.
Mark writes, is A.J. Green still one of the top receivers in the league, or should I begin looking elsewhere?
Don't look elsewhere. If there's going to be one team, Bill, that's going to make the biggest jump in offensive production from last year to this year, it's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. They put a first-round pick on their offensive line. They put Cordy Glenn on their offensive line. That was 90% of their offensive problem last year. They had the worst offensive line in football. That's gotten a lot better. Joe Mixon has looked devastating. He looks dramatically better. He's inside my top 10 among running backs. He will add balance that wasn't there last year. AJ Green is a Hall of Fame caliber talent when everything clicks, and we're only one and two seasons removed from him being a top three fantasy producing tight end or wide receiver. So I'm buying low on all of my Cincinnati Bengals, and especially the most talented among them, A.J. Green.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Rob is in Minocqua. He'll be first out of the chute when we come back. Stay tuned. More fantasy chatter. Paul Charchian of Charch is joining us. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion brought to you by the Marshfield Clinic Health System. Don't forget, Marshfield Clinic Health System, they can take care of you right over the phone if they have to. And if they can, that is Care My Way, 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. Just call them. And if they can help you out, maybe send a prescription right to a location near you. It's that simple. And if they can't help you, they don't charge you. It's pay for play. That's the way to do it. That's Marshfield Clinic. Go to marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Paul Charchin from fanball.com and leaguesafe.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Paul, you got a kind of a free play weekend coming up, right?
Well, I've put together a free contest for your listeners, Bill, at Fanball. And it's a week one only contest. You just build a lineup for week one. You got a $5,000 prize pool, and it costs your listeners nothing. And the only way, this is totally secret and hidden. If you don't hear about it here or somebody doesn't tell you, you're never going to know. It's fanball.com/radio. And if you go to fanball.com/radio, you just register at Fanball, go build your lineup, find out what happens in week one and see if you won some part of the $5,000. So it's totally free, no strings attached, and just something I want to do for your listeners. Milwaukee's been great to us, and the Wisconsin area's been great to Fanball, and so we're giving back with a preseason week one contest for free.
There you go. That is Paul Charchin and fanball.com. You can go there. Charch, is there a player or anybody specific to stay away from in the first round?
Oh, God. Well, first round, yeah. Well, I'm gonna approach this two ways. One, philosophically, I always get nervous about taking running backs in the first round because they get hurt so much. Look at, you know, as an easy example, look at David Johnson last year, you know, made it 17 plays before his season ended. And running backs, you know, just so much can go wrong with running backs. But broadly, I think there are a couple of guys that I think you can make a case to show a little bit of concern about in the first round, end of the first round. Devonta Freeman, who's got to share carries with Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman's a free agent after this year, and Atlanta might just run Tevin Coleman into the ground and then just let him walk away. That worries me about Devonta Freeman a little bit. Dalvin Cook from Minnesota, awesome talent. Vikings offensive line is rubbish, and that's going to be a limiting factor for Dalvin Cook. So it just among first rounders, those two guys worry me. But even more broadly than that, a guy who's going at the end of the second and beginning of the third round, Jerick McKinnon, is an utterly boring, non-spectacular runner who somehow managed to find his way into a huge contract with the 49ers, and everybody's confusing that contract with talent. You know, you guys saw him play with Minnesota. You didn't see any great plays from Jerick McKinnon. He's totally, totally pedestrian, and there are people taking him like he's going to be a workhorse for the 49ers when he will be nothing more than an ordinary rotational back on a middle-tier offense.
Real quick, let's go to Rob listening to us in Minocqua. Rob, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. You got a question. What's up?
Well, I drafted Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck. Obviously, watching Luck doesn't look very good, so I was just wondering what you thought about Watson's this year and also who you would play as the number one wideout for the Rams.
Yeah, those are actually really good questions. Love Deshaun Watson. He's my number two quarterback. And he's a freakish talent, freakish upside. And, you know, still he's running the ball well, which is what we'd hope to see in the preseason. He looks fully mobile on the ACL. So everything with Deshaun Watson looks fantastic right now. And I love DeAndre Hopkins. And I've flirted with making DeAndre Hopkins my number one wide receiver over Antonio Brown. And I may yet do that as the preseason goes forward. So love Watson, love Hopkins, love Will Fuller as well. For the Rams, you know, they really do have too many mouths to feed in a wide variety of ways. They've got Cooper Kupp in his second year coming out of the slot. They acquired Brandon Cooks, don't forget, and gave him a fat new deal. And Brandon Cooks has been a very good fantasy provider, and he's my highest rated among the Rams. And then they've got Robert Woods, who shocked us last year with a really good season, but Brandon Cooks has got amazing downfield talent that the others don't have and more of a proven track record. So he's my highest rated Ram at wide receiver number 21, Bill.
Perfect. Let's go to Greg or Gregory listening to us in Bayview. Gregory, you got a question for Paul Charchin. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
I have a 12-team league, and it's a keeper league, and my keepers are Tom Brady and Ezekiel Elliott, which is amazing. But I'm picking them at 3 and 4. So who should I target for my 1 and 2 draft picks? I pick 8 out of the 12.
Eight. Yeah,
so
I mean, a little bit hard.
Who should I target?
Yeah. Hearts, I don't know for sure which players are being kept by other teams, but
right.
most likely the top 10 to 12 running backs are all going to be kept. And so if one of the tight ends, one of the elite tight ends springs free, Gronkowski, Kelce, Ertz, and if you love Jimmy Graham, let's throw Jimmy Graham into that conversation. That's the way to go, because the drop-off after those guys, it's all question marks. Is this going to be? Is Greg Olsen going to miss another half year? Does Delanie Walker's already hurt and he's old? Is Tyler Eifert going to stay healthy? Is Jordan Reed's chronic foot problem going to come back? All these problem guys. So if you can go get one of the elite tight ends, let's do that with your first pick in that round.
One more. Let's get to Drew listening to us in Heartland. Drew, how you doing? Make it quick.
Hey, what about rookie running backs? Which guys do you trust? Which guys don't you trust?
I don't like any of them outside of Saquon Barkley. It's a terrible year for rookie running backs. Almost all of them look to have disappointed to this point. If I had to pick one after Barkley, it's Royce Freeman, who's the third-round pick for Denver. But keep in mind, he's way down at number 27 among running backs. At 31, I have Kerryon Johnson as my next guy, and then I'm mostly done outside of maybe Sony Michel. I wouldn't sweat it, and I try to find help other places. It's shaping up right now based on what we've seen through two preseason games and training camp and OTAs. It looks like a bad year for rookie running backs.
Charge, always good, buddy. We will chat again next week as everything starts to get ready for real.
Can't wait. As a reminder, fanball.com/radio, a free $5,000 week one entry for all of your listeners. Fanball.com/radio.
There you go. Good stuff, buddy. We'll chat again
next week, pal.
Week.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Paul Charchin. Again, fanball.com/radio. Fanball.com/radio. Get yourself free play. You're good to go. It's that simple.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.